beep 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down. On the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our friends.
Under a clear blue sky, the snowbanks sparkle so brightly with sunlight that it's nearly blinding here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse kitchen.
I think I know where the hot cocoa mix is.
I'll round up a couple of thermoses for Mom and Dad.
And there's a nice piece of wood in the clubhouse shed that'll be perfect for the hot chocolate stand.
Okay. Up, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Hello there. This is Officer O'Reilly.
Hi, Officer O'Reilly. Is there a problem?
Well, I'm here with my family, and we're all ready to go for a ride in the automobile. But my daughter doesn't want to come out of her room.
Wow, how come?
Well, the fact of the matter is, she doesn't want to get into her booster seat.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. As you can hear, she thinks they're just for babies. Now, I happen to remember that you boys sing a song related to this topic. I figured that she might respond nicely to some positive music about booster seats.
Oh, absolutely, sir. We're just getting ready to build a hot chocolate stand right now, but we'd be happy to spin you a song first.
Sounds like just the kind of boost we need. Thank you, Sam Zucchini.
Gimme, 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 gimme a boost. Gimme, 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 gimme a boost. Gimme, 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 gimme a boost. Riding in your booster seat. It's not for babies, no, no, but for kids like you. Yeah, yeah. When you're riding in your booster, yeah, yeah, makes the ride real smooth. Yeah, yeah. Put you way up high so you can see outside. It helps the seatbelt fit, it's really got a grip. You're safe and sure, you're really feeling secure. Riding in your booster seat. Booster seat. Be a safety chooser. Yeah, yeah. Be a future booster user. Yeah, yeah. Tell your mom and dad. Yeah, yeah. To be glad, not sad. Yeah, yeah. Cause you're safe in the back seat of your car. You're in your booster, gonna go pretty far. You're safe and sure, you're really feeling secure. Riding in your booster seat. Solo.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Hey, Steve, help me roll the snowball.
You got it, Jack. I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Push. Roll it. Perfect.
Okay, let me lay this board across the snowballs.
Okay.
Ah, now we're in business.
And the thermos goes right here on the top with some cups and a bag of mini marshmallows.
And an extra thermos of hot chocolate.
And I'll put our sign right here in the snow. There. Hot chocolate for sale.
Oh, here comes our first customer.
Ooh, it's the opinionated man.
Zucchini Brothers.
Hi.
Hello.
Beautiful winter's day, in my opinion. What's your opinion?
Oh, yeah. Would you like some hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate? Brilliant idea, in my opinion. You boys got something here.
Oh, thanks.
In my opinion, very ingenious.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
ingenious.
Spelling, please.
I-N-G-E-N-I-O-U-S.
Definition, please.
Adjective. Made or done in a clever or original way. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are skillful.
This woman has devised a method of leaping over 15 alligators.
Adept. I've been doing this all my life. Or resourceful.
We'll find a way.
Sentence, please.
Brooks here from the Great Minds, and I'd like to present this next skit from the ingenious comedic duo Smothers Brothers. You see, what I believe is meant by this bit is that there is an absolutely undeniable connection between one who loses one step and one who enjoys chocolate, insofar as there is a reference to the contrarian tendency to beguile a goose, or so to speak.
I fell in a vat of chocolate. I fell in a vat of chocolate. What'd you do when you fell into the chocolate? Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day. Well, I fell in a vat of chocolate. I just fell in a vat of chocolate.
Wait a minute. You just said you fell in a vat of chocolate.
I know, I fell right in this vat of chocolate.
I know, and I asked you a question. I said, what did you do when you fell in the chocolate?
I swam a lot. There was a 30-foot vat, and we just full of chocolate.
Across?
No, deep. It was 30 feet deep, full of chocolate. I fell right into it, and I
well, what happened? What did you do after you fell in?
Well, I even hate to think about it because it was a terrible experience.
What did you do? What did you do to get out?
Yeah, just walking down this down by my house there, and there's a there's this vat of chocolate over it.
Now, what did you do? First of all, there had to be a restraining rail on the vat of chocolate.
Well, I used to kind of balance on that rail. I used to walk on that rail, and someone evidently put something slippery on there because I fell right in there.
Okay, then what happened, Tom? What did you do after you fell?
Yelled fire. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day.
Well...
Now, I want you to think about it, Tom. It must have been a very traumatic experience.
Oh, it's just a horrible experience. That chocolate all over me, I was swimming around like
what
that.
What possessed you to yell fire when you were out in this vat of liquid chocolate? There was no fire. You were in the chocolate and you yelled fire. That's pretty ridiculous, if you ask me.
That certainly is.
I just yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Why yell fire? Because no one saved me if I yell chocolate!
No one saved me if I yell chocolate.
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day.
Hot chocolate!
Get your hot chocolate!
Get your hot chocolate
right here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's Cranky the Clown.
Hi, Cranky. How you doing?
I'm doing lousy. Business is lousy. Oh, nobody wants a Cranky Clown. Just ask my sidekick, Bath. Bath.
Nobody wants a Cranky Clown.
Well, maybe you'd like some hot chocolate to warm your spirits, hmm?
Are you giving it away?
No, sorry, Cranky.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're trying to make money for our future higher education.
Listen, kids, let's barter here. I mean, come on. Couldn't you use the services of a Cranky Clown in exchange for a cup of your hot chocolate? Come on, I'll give you a diss for that.
When we lived in caves, there were no shopping malls, and people's manners were Neanderthal. No bodegas, no delis, no corner stores. Shopping trips turned into tugs of war. When not having pull got this man mangled, he thought he'd try an easier angle. I'll give you this for that, that for this. We'll make a trade called barter. I'll give you this for that, that for this. We'll have it made with barter. Now, barter. doctor worked well, at least in theory. But a wallet full of yaks could make you weary. Making change for a cow wasn't easy to master unless you were ready for an utter disaster. Shiny shells were far more portable. Why not use them for what's affordable? I'll give you this for that, that for this. With shiny shells, why barter? I'll give you this for that, that for this. Shelling out shells is smarter. For farmers in ancient Mesopotamia, the barley they grew was the money mania. When hauling big sacks put their backs in traction, they invented coins to lighten transactions. Now when a man had a debt to settle, he'd dig out some coins made of precious metal. I'll give you this for that, that for this. Silver or gold or copper. I'll give you this for that, that for this. With coins you're a smarter shopper. Then China made money even more desirous, printing it on paper made of crushed papyrus. Take one from column A and one from column B. The Chinese paid their checks in paper currency. When Columbus set out on that famous charter, he had no paper money, so he had to barter. He took along some beads for currency, so barter played a part in our discovery. Balboa and Pizarro and Sebastian Cabot, even Coronado had the trading habit. I'll give you this for that, that for this. They loaded up with gold and parted. I'll give you this for that, that for this. And soon the whole world was charted. Today we use cash and spend with ardor, but that doesn't mean we don't still barter. When a football team needs a pulling guard, or a kid like you is into trading cards. Take this for that, that for this. Bills and coins are smarter, but when you pay for that, remember this. It all started out with barter.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I am Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Schoolhouse Rock. At the top of the news today, junk food jumping kids. That's right, folks. It seems some youngsters in Zucchini Land have created a track and field event with junk food acting as hurdles. Coward O'Sell is live on location with the story. Coward?
Coward Hossell here at Clarence Cucumber Memorial Stadium, and it's really something, folks. Piles of gummy worms, jelly beans, and chocolate bars. It's the first time I have ever seen a group of kids doing something with candy besides eating it. Let's talk to the mastermind behind all of this, Coach Young.
Hi, Coward. Glad you could make it.
Coach, candy is hurdles. Am I missing something?
Well, you know, really it's more symbolic than anything else. Kids avoiding candy, jumping over it for something healthy.
Uh-huh.
Literally and figuratively, if you will.
Oh, it looks like one of the kids knocked down a bubblegum hurdle. Ouch, that must hurt.
Well, a little. But we make sure the candy is soft, and the kids wear helmets and knee pads.
Uh-huh.
Coward, no candy eating allowed.
Sorry, I should know better. Gotta set a good example. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Well, hello, folks. It's a beautiful, sunny, blue sky winter day here in Zucchini Land. Perfect day for some hot chocolate. Back to you, Bob.
Yes, but only one cup for me, because I gotta stay away from the sweet stuff. That's all the time we have the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Too much healthy food can make you mean. Junk, make you wanna get up. Junk, keeps you bouncing off the wall. Junk, really makes. let's all get hyperactive now. So give me sausage on a stick. Rib sticking, finger licking chicken. And I really do the trick.
A song from Trout Fishing in America.
Ooh, another customer.
It's Robert Zimmerman.
Zucchini Brothers.
Hello, Mr. Zimmerman.
So, you all are selling hot chocolate. Well, that's a splendid idea. I mean, you could write a song about that.
Yeah.
I wrote one about a lemonade stand in summertime, but you could write one about this.
Okay.
Actually, I got something else you could offer to your customers right now.
Really?
I got some country pie right here.
Head up on his toes. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie. Listen to the fiddler play when it's playing till the break of day. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie. Raspberry, strawberry, lemon, and lime. What do I care? Blueberry, apple, cherry, pumpkin, and plum. Call me for dinner, honey, I'll be there. Saddle me up my big white goose. And turn her loose. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie. I don't need much, that ain't no lie. Ain't running any race. Give to me my country pie. I won't throw it up in anybody's face. Take me up that old Beach Street. Little Jack Horner got nothing on me. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie.
Song from Bob Dylan.
Oh, this is delicious.
Yeah, country pie goes very well with hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Susan. Susan.
I'd like to buy some hot chocolate with a slice of country pie, please.
Uh-oh.
I heard it's a great combination.
I guess we kind of got carried away.
Yeah, we ate all the country pie.
And we finished the last of the hot chocolate, too.
I don't think I can move.
You know what I have to say to that?
The quote of the day is...
Never eat more than you can lift. Miss Piggy.
Yeah, that's good advice. Thanks.
You guys don't look like you feel too well.
You know what else they say?
a very big guy.
But I like to eat meat, and I like to eat fish.
When you chew on your food, you go squish, squish, squish.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Drink your milk, eat your cheese.
But don't eat too much cheese, you'll get wobbly knees.
Eat a lot of veggies and eat a lot of fruit.
Don't eat too much, you'll split your suit.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
And remember,
eat healthy and exercise. Please don't eat spiders and flies. Eat all different kinds of things. Don't fill up on chocolate ring dings. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Plenty of minerals, vitamins, and fiber. Please don't chew on rubber tires. Don't eat a lot of cookies. Don't drink a lot of soda.
If you drink a lot of soda, you might explode.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Ah, it's nice to be back inside a nice warm clubhouse.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Jack Z, how are you? Bud from Bud's Diner here.
Hi.
Just wanted to let you boys know that your mailman, Mr. Weir, will be displaying some of his first watercolor paintings tomorrow right here at my restaurant.
Wow.
And of course, we'll be serving refreshments.
We're a little stuffed right now, but we love food.
Well, I do too. Now, how about Never-Ending Song of Love from Delaney and Bonnie?
I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love. Hey!
Well, that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like KEYA in Belcourt, North Dakota.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1271, and click on the fun stuff icon for recipes for warm winter drinks.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I am full.
Oh, yeah.
What are we going to do about dinner?
I can't even think about it.
University on Burnaby Mountain.